I'm Chinee Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
You're now listening to the California Golden Bearcast, a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. This episode is brought to you by Indeed and BetOnline.
And we're back with another episode of the Golden Bearcast. This time around, we're going to be doing some predictions for the 2020 Cal football season, a total of 7 games. 6 for now, and then one more with that one, whatever comes later. And yeah, with me, of course, I am one of your co-hosts, Rob Huang, alongside me, Andy Johnson, as always. Andy, how are you feeling tonight for this preview prediction podcast?
Jazz juiced, jumping for joy.
There's another J word I don't want you to use.
There's a couple, yeah. No. And that other voice you heard, of course, is Trace Travers, a dear friend of ours and of Howdy. Cal rivals. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm still here. That's all I can hope for.
And one more guest with us this week is Jasper Sundin of the Daily Cal. How are you doing, Jasper? Thank you for joining us this evening.
Very excited. New kid on the block here. Looking forward to being embarrassed just a little bit, just a tiny bit. That's about
I'm
it.
I'm here to take away all your embarrassment. So,
Trace, for the record, during all pressers, takes all my questions. Like today, I was going to mention Peter's mustache. He beat me to it. It's just how it is.
His hot takes will probably sooner. Be all mine.
I really do.
Fantastic man. Mustache. I've got it to is. Say that much. I am it's seriously jealous.
Trace, do you have a mustache? I can't really tell with your video.
I forgot to shave for the last 3 days. So, no. I can't grow facial hair that isn't patchy. It's horrible.
It has to start somewhere, Trace. It has to start somewhere.
I've tried. I let it grow for like a month and a half once, and it was still basically this. And I was just like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing this.
Didn't Peter Sermon's stash make him look like not Peter Sermon?
Made him look like Aaron Rodgers.
It made him look like someone else. Like if you probably gave his passport photo up alongside his face, like people would not say that's the same person.
If he curls it, he can be the evil version of himself from a Star Trek episode. So, be perfect.
Yes, that he could be. Speaking of evil versions of ourselves, we're going to be talking about our predictions for the 2020 season. We did this last year with Josh of the Daily Cal, Trace, myself, and Andy. Trace actually got one of his predictions right, which was Chris Brown.
I might have gotten two right, actually, now that I think about it.
You might have gotten a second. What was? Do you remember what the second?
It was Garber's touchdown interception ratio.
Did you say it was 3-1 or 4-1?
I think I said either. I said 3-1, and it was more than that. It was like 17-3, so or 14.
14-3. Yeah. Pretty close.
I can't count.
So. Yeah, pretty close. We don't do the maths here, but yeah. So we're going to be going through our. Predictions for the 2020 season. Some might be hot takes, some might not be. I actually have some other people, some notable Cal fans on Twitter have sent me their hot takes as well. So I'll intermittently throw those in there as well. But to get started, how about we let Jasper lead us off with one of his bold predictions.
Whoa. All right. I prepared some real middle of the road some real middle of the road stuff, but I'll get hot. I think Jameson Sheehan, the new punter, is going to be the most impactful newcomer on this team. Here's the deal. Steven Coots was last in the conference in yards per punt of guys that like did a lot of punting, like punters, those fellas. And I think Sheehan can do better. I also think like this guy played Aussie rules and those guys do a lot of tackling. I could see Sheehan flying around and catching some unsuspecting returners. as they come down the line. That wouldn't surprise me. So I think he's going to be out there hitting some long punts. Wilcox hasn't talked a ton about him, but when Trace stole my question and asked about him a couple of pressers ago, he said Sheehan had been really impressive. So I think he's going to be the most impactful newcomer. He's going to start, and he's going to be sending this ball a long way.
For the record, we get Sheehan to tomorrow. I guess by the time people listen to this, they will have already seen it. But, you know, I will make sure you get your question in before I do.
I genuinely had no idea who that was.
He is the Calview Australian punter who played in one of the minor leagues of the AFL, the Australian Football League down there for the, like, Victoria. I don't know where anything
the Victorian
is.
Football League? Yeah.
Yeah, VFL.
And you guys could be just trolling me right now, and it could be like a minor leaguer in single A baseball, and I would have no idea.
That is a subject I know less about than anyone here.
The Trenton Thunder of
aren't they double A?
Hi, Dennis Clue.
Trace, like, I thought you didn't know anything.
I played MVP baseball enough to know that they're the double A team in the New York Yankees.
This is actually the second year in a row that we've had a punter related prediction. Because Andy, I think last year said that Stephen Coots would single handedly win us at least one game.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen. But
with the Washington game the year before, but not quite.
Bro, I'll take that. Jameson Sheehan is going to win us a football game. I'm so hyped for this guy. I love Aussie rules. Jameson Sheehan is going to be my man. Y'all going to see in the presser tomorrow. I'll be dropping the weirdest questions on this.
He's going to be the longest. Yeah, he's going to be the longest presser we've had so far this season. Just because Jasper's going to be there just constantly asking questions.
It's not going to be football questions. I'm going to be asking about
the 28-minute one with Coin Dang today.
Sorry about that.
No, it was fantastic because we got to see him compliment everybody, which it was a very wholesome interview.
I mean, we're also talking about Coin, who's probably personality-wise one of the most wholesome guys on the team.
He's also massive.
He is also massive. Yes, he's a very whole man too. Like he is a full man. Andy, are you frantically jotting down some predictions?
No, of course not. I had these written yesterday.
Hit me with one. Hit me with one.
They're all kind of lame, but I'll give you one.
All right.
So this one is my most bold. I just continually added on it. So as you'll see, Chigozie is going to be all Pac-12. I'll take any like honors and up. He'll be all Pac-12. That's already hot. And so will Josh Drayden. And Josh Drayden will get drafted. Three for you in one.
Wow. A whole triple pack of DB predictions.
Yeah, why not? I could see it happening.
I actually could see that happening.
Yeah.
I was going to say Newsium was going to go off. So
yeah. The draft one, not as much, but yeah, the all Pac-12 stuff, definitely.
I don't know if you guys saw, there's one Cal strength coach on Instagram. He had a story or whatever. I don't know. I barely use the damn thing. But Chiggy's top speed was clocked in at like 21 miles per hour.
Which right, is yeah.
Nuts. So
he also had a... I think Nico.
Nico was very close to that number.
Nico was on there. I have the photo in our Slack.
Yeah, it was 20.84. I want to say.
Yeah, Chiggy was clocked in at 21 miles per hour at his top speed, and Nico was clocked in at 20.88.
Dang, they're fast, and there's plenty of guys with speed too on this team with Justin Baker.
Mm-hmm.
There's the walk-on that everybody's talking about with Ashton Stretic, which I still don't know how the hell a guy who rushed for 3,700 yards his senior year has to walk on to a program.
He got offered by like Baylor.
Yeah, that's the
Air Force, part. Princeton, I think were the other two, but he walked on to us.
I was curious. I looked up because I knew Patrick Laird was close to that when he from his senior year where he rushed for 3,117. So not quite the 3,700. So not quite good enough, but he's good enough for the Miami Dolphins.
3,700, how many games was that? 9 games?
13 games.
13 games?
So that's nearly 300.
That's, that just makes me laugh. It's just stupid fun. Trace, hit me with one of your predictions.
Okay, so I have a series of dumb prop bets that I kind of made up.
Yes.
So they're the most obscure. The most obscure one that I was telling Jasper before this was over under 150 special teams reps for Craig Woodson. And I'm hitting the over on that one. Because there's only, I want to say, two guys with that many last year. And that was Jake Tongis and Daniel Scott. Daniel Scott is starting. He won't play on special teams as much. Craig Woodson, from what I've been told, is fantastic. And he's going to go over on that. He's going to be on every special team. He's going to tackle lots of people. He was apparently a machine during ball practices last year with interceptions. So I could see him doing that. Do you want me to keep going on my dumb prop bets?
I mean, are the prop bets just looped into one?
I can keep going here. I've keep going. 100 tackles. Give us
100 tackles over under. That's actually not a bad.
That's tough.
That's actually a decent. Yeah, that's a tough
I could
call.
See with a bowl game that going over.
Okay.
But, so if you go full season or with. I mean, Pac-12 would be part of the 7 games, so never mind that. But you could go Bulls 8, Dumb and Dumber possibility of Cal getting to the college football playoff. So you're saying there's a chance. They could go 9 games. He could get there.
Dang, I'm taking the under. I'm taking the under.
I was like, you said that. I was like, there are only 7 games in the season.
I had to think about it. That would mean over 14 tackles a game. Let's see. Cam Good over 6 sacks.
Mm.
He got to 9.5 last year. Let's see. What else did I have? Let's see. Jake Tongis over under 40 receptions. And I could see him going over again. Because this is a more tight end heavy offense that they're running, and I could keep going, but I'll
these
leave
are
it.
Good
at
prop bets, man. Like these are actual prop bets that I would love to see on Bet Online.
Don't bet, everybody. Yeah. Don't bet. That is the Trace Travers motto. Never
what
bet.
What do you do?
Bet online. It's a shameless plug because usually that's one of our sponsors for our podcast episodes. So. If Bet Online is listening,
once you bet, take a trip down to the Taco Bell Cantina.
Yes. Yes. I fully believe.
Look, man, steal a base, steal a taco, man.
Yeah.
I'm there next week.
I have not eaten at Taco Bell since 2010. So it's.
They got America free tacos.
But to not get too off track, Rob, I cede the floor to you for your hot take.
Yes. I got. Ooh, all right. Which one do I lead with? All right, I'll lead with a fun one. Brett Johnson.
Oh no.
Brett Johnson will line up at nose guard, defensive tackle, defensive end, and outside linebacker this season.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Wait, because they have just tons of D linemen just waiting in the wings.
That too, but he also packages. Right, in certain packages. And plus, he's the only player listed on the Cal roster at a full positional group. He's the only guy that's listed at DL. Everyone else has a specific position that they're listed at, and Brett Johnson's the only one that says DL. So I think that they have multiple packages for him to get him to wreak havoc, and I think we see him at 4 different spots this year. I don't think it's that hot of a take, but it's a fun one to keep track of. All right. We'll move it back up to Jasper. Hit me with another one of yours.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm gonna get back on the Chiggy train. I think he's gonna have multiple interceptions this year, even in this tiny itty bitty season. I think there are tons of new quarterbacks in the Pac-12 North, and I think the first thing that their OCs and QB coaches are gonna be saying to them is like, hey, look, you see that Cam Bynum guy? Just don't throw around him. Just avoid him. Just don't even look at him. And that leaves you with, I mean, a lot of people, but Chiggy's going to be one of the other guys on the opposite sideline. I think we all knew he could take over at that number one cornerback position. Apparently, he's going to be an all Pac-12 player. So my sources say. So I heard on the grapevine. And so I think to do that, he's going to have to get a couple of interceptions. And I can see him getting out there and snatching some balls.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Just picking back, just going off of what Andy had. And so we got two cheeky predictions here. Yeah. People like him, man.
Yeah. He's also going to win the Heisman. No, I didn't say that.
That's the level.
Give it a couple of years.
Keep going.
Yeah. Chase Garbers and Chick Ozianizium will tie for the Heisman. Let's.
Yeah,
that's both with the Heisman.
Yeah, they come in second behind Will Craig, who has won as a left tackle.
Yes,
full Penei Sewell.
Andy, your next one.
Chase Garbers will catch his own touchdown pass this season. No, I'm just kidding.
The Mariota.
Is that possible?
It's not impossible.
Marcus Mariota did it a couple years ago.
It's true. Yeah, this is true.
If it happens, you heard it here first.
Hell,
maybe only here.
Another number seven in Cal history has caught a touchdown pass as a quarterback.
Kyle Bowler.
2002, Michigan State.
At least Cal, you know, the date.
Almanac. Yeah.
I watched that game a billion times. It was one of my fondest childhood memories.
A million times. Oh, yeah. Back in 02, watching the Michigan State game, Jason.
No, I actually... So when I was working for the football team, they have all the old games on they have DVD copies back to a certain year. I can't remember when. I want to say around the time that Tedford got there. So I made a bunch of copies of games. Like, I did that. I did the Inside Bowl. I did when they beat USC. I did when they played USC down there real close in 2004. Just every good game I could get a hand on. And I think I got rid of all of those a while ago, but for a while, I was kept company by those.
that makes so much sense now. Everything.
Yeah, now we have YouTube, so I can do it a little easier.
I was going to say, the prime suspect for all of the legally uploaded videos on YouTube.
It's not me. I can tell you that. I'm very grateful for that guy.
Yeah, I had access to all of the games on DVD.
Another mystery solved game.
Seriously disappeared.
Okay, so Matt Fox.
If that does happen, I'm taking credit for it. If it doesn't happen, I'm not taking credit for it. That's how it's going to go. The second one I had was a downer, of course. At least one game will be rescheduled due to COVID-19, a fire/air quality, or something else happening because 2020.
Killer piece. Got it.
That's, yeah. 100%. That's happening. 100%, in my opinion.
Not even a hot take.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. The Mountain West, they just had Colorado State and New Mexico canceled this weekend, right before. So it's
just funny to me how that. Yeah, it's just funny to me how all of us just kind of, and when Andy said it, just nodded. We're like, yeah, it's 2020. Uh-huh. Of course that could happen. Like, it's not totally unreasonable.
Not a shred of doubt. Jasper called it not even a hot take.
Sorry. It's the real question is, how does Larry Scott react to it? Probably. I mean, I don't even know.
Probably
that'll be the real kicker.
Relay down to the officials and tell them to play the game. We'll see.
Probably reschedule it for 6 a.m. kickoff on a Sunday morning. To get his TV ratings in before an NFL game.
Pac-12 before dawn.
Has a nice ring to it.
Because technically he started before the NFL, so it doesn't matter contractually. Trace, your next one.
All right. I'm half winging these. I have brief outline down here.
Perfect.
But fine. I want, let's see, with the Bill Musgrave offense, that includes a fullback. So my prediction is that Drew Schlegel, the Kentucky transfer, the future alpaca farmer, the XFL St. Louis Battlehawks fan, the mid-major basketball enthusiast. These things are all true. He will score 3 touchdowns on goal line passes.
Goal line passes.
Whoa, passes.
Spider 2, Y Banana. Like,
okay, Spider 2, Y Banana, and Spider 3, Y Banana. I have not managed to confirm that these are in the playbook yet, but all I can say is 5 verts is in there, so it's one more than 4.
Yes! Yes!
And that is my prediction. It is probably going to be wrong, but Drew Schlegel is one of the most entertaining people on this Cal football team.
I see that prediction, and I raise you one more in that realm.
Oh, no.
In that realm. I actually had this written down. The Bears will have more passing touchdowns in the red zone than rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I could see that.
Huh? It's not too much of a hot take, but I think we're not going to rely on it.
I think that's hot.
You think that's hot? Okay.
I think it's hot. You said in the red zone, correct?
In the red zone, yeah. Within 20 yards. Not 20 minutes. 20 yards.
I think it's pretty hot.
Okay.
I would call it a hot take.
Okay. Spider 2 Y Banana, baby.
Think of all the touchdowns in the Red Box Bowl, though. They scored 5. 4 of them were passes. 1 were rushing. They were all in the red zone. So it's possible.
Yeah, true. But at the same time, I don't really remember that because my memory. And so therefore, anything is possible.
That's fair.
Beautiful rebuttal.
It's fair. It's totally fair. Yeah, totally fair. On the night of the debate, everything's fair game. Jasper, hit me with another one.
Back to me already. Okay, so yeah. I was doing my research, taking my notes, poking around the internet, and I discovered that a couple things. First of all, Jake Condis averaged over 20 yards a reception last season. Very impressive. Second of all, according to ESPN, he would have been one of the top 2 guys in the conference in terms of yards per reception. However, he was not listed by ESPN because he did not have enough receptions per game, which I think speaks volumes to just Jake Condis as a player. High yards per reception, but not enough to really gain a lot of attention.
He also didn't really play until game 3, but the point stands.
My prediction is that he actually will have enough receptions, more than 1.8 a game, in order to make ESPN's lists. Not that they matter, but I think he's going to get up there. Now, I don't know if he'll average over 20 yards on all those receptions, but I think that's my little ESPN anchored hot take.
Ooh. Jasper, do you want to make that more hot and say that he's going to lead the team in yards per catch?
I heard about this guy named Mekhi Polk who kind of fast.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to go there. That's fine.
I don't know. I feel like now that they're more like tight end designs, he's not going to be able to just sort of split downfield and be open. But, I mean, who knows? The other thing is I heard Chase Garbers is going to be catching his own passes. So that really throws all my predictions just to the wind. I mean, who can know? Who can know at that point? Who knows how far Chase will go?
Sounds like Moana.
I'm not sure I'd watch that remake, but.
Yeah, Garbers is going to throw for over 1,000 yards and receive over 1,000 yards. Like, that's what he's going
to
do.
The call of the field, it calls to him. No one knows how much he'll throw. I've got parodies on parodies here.
You do. Andy, it's to you for another one.
CBJ, Chris Brown Jr. goes for 200 yards in 2 games. 2 separate games.
Over 200 yards rushing in 2 separate games?
Okay. Just nodding to all these takes. And I don't think it's hot, but they're not that hot, apparently.
I don't think it's that spicy.
I think there's a possibility of it happening, which makes it that much less spicy.
Right.
So Oregon State, I feel pretty good about. Washington State would be my other choice.
Stanford would be my pick.
You think he's going 200 against Stanford?
At home.
Going 200 against UW. Opener. Book it.
Just like he did against what, Davis?
That's
yeah.
I was gonna say the only team he did that against last season is an FCS side.
And he threw them around too.
It's true. Yeah, his yards after contact were
tackling at all.
Okay, Trace.
All right. In the grand tradition of Cal true freshman All-Americans, Cal will have at least one true freshman All-American this year. Consensus true freshman All-American. And that will be from Fresno, California, wide receiver Jeremiah Hunter.
Ooh.
I've heard many, many good things about him. He was, you know, like in this last cycle, he was definitely the best player that they got and who stayed in the class, but that's neither here nor there. But he's primed for a good year. I've heard lots of good things about him in practice. So see what he can do. I'm excited to see what he can actually accomplish. And he's a future number one receiver for Cal.
Nam's favorite recruit from this last class.
He's both of our favorite recruits, really.
Yeah.
He's very good.
The rival's favorite recruit in this last class.
And just to backtrack for a moment, Jake Tongis was on the rivals.com all bowl team last year as well after the Red Box Bowl. Mainly because many tight ends didn't do that well in the bowl games. So he was up there. 3 catches, 65 yards.
It's doable.
I want the rivals guys to note that Jameson Sheehan is also in that class. And I just, in case you're forgetting,
your comment
I
has
make sure.
Been duly noted.
duly noted. Okay. I got another one. Not too spicy. I think, so here's the stats. Chase Garbers in 5 conference games in 2019 threw for 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. In 2018, in 7 conference games, threw 8 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. That being said, with him playing 7 games this season, if he's fully healthy all year long, I think Chase Garbers throws for 12 plus passing touchdowns in said 7 games, which will be his highest in conference season, or it'll be his career high in conference passing touchdowns.
I had to think about it for a moment. I was like, only 3, but yeah, only 1 against Arizona State, 1 against Stanford, 1 against UCLA. So.
Yep, he only threw 3. Avi had the best stat, or best little tidbit, is he's beaten Washington twice and hasn't thrown a single touchdown pass in both games.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that.
40% of Cam Bynum's career interceptions have come against Washington, and 80% have come against the Washington schools.
So, Rob, here's where I think this take, the issue I have with this take is that it contradicts your other take.
Which is?
That Cal is going to have more passing touchdowns in the red zone than rushing.
See, yeah, that is, in the red zone. I'm expecting
he's throwing
actual
to the fullback.
Yeah.
He's throwing to the tight ends.
Yeah, I'm expecting like deep, like pass plays.
They're running that dumb wide receiver screen they ran against Tennessee in 2007 that somehow worked.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, divisions, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use the promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. That is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st.
The Robert Jordan one.
Yes. I could see how it's kind of contradicting, but I still think he'll throw for 12 plus. Yep.
It's like not that hot.
It's not that hot. I didn't say it was like super spicy.
It's like you put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, but it's an old microwave, so you don't really know what you're going to get. It might be hot, but it could be cold.
Popcorn settings way off.
I was going to say it's like just expired Tapatio. Like it's not it like it it faded. It still does what it needs to do, but it's
the children's Tylenol of takes.
Yes.
You need more of them in order to have an effect.
Yes, the children's Benadryl. That's basically
My next question has to be, what are you doing with the expired Tapatio, man? Like what?
Sometimes you forget.
Sometimes
that's true. That's true.
If you own multiple hot sauces, I don't even know why we're on this topic, but if you own multiple hot sauces, you tend to forget about like one, right? Because I got Sriracha at home, Tapatio, the Chipotle Tabasco. Like I have multiple hot sauces, and one always gets left behind in terms of its expiration date.
Yeah. A lot of versatility there.
Tapatio. Blue Wire Pods is open for sponsorship. So if you're interested, get in touch with our people.
Yeah, Andy wants any type of food deal to like get it into his house. Andy and I are still upset that the TCU site got an actual box of Cheez-Its to test and talk about with flavors that aren't released into the public yet. And they didn't send us one when we were at the Cheese Bowl, like before the lead up to the Cheese Bowl. I'm still upset by that.
And to this day. Particularly upset because of my strong devotion to Cheez-It mm-hmm. Grooves. If you have not had Cheez-It Grooves, fire. That was actually my pregame meal before going to the Red Box Bowl. Fun fact.
Yes.
Cheez-It Grooves.
Cheez-It Grooves before the Red Box Bowl and the Cheez-It Burger at the Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh, the Cheez-It Burger.
I avoided that thing like the goddamn plague.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
The chicken was good. The Cheez-It chicken sandwich?
Yeah, the Cheez-It chicken sandwich. The Cheez-It crusted chicken sandwich. That was
burger. No.
Not. Like there are more things at Chase Field that will test your digestive system, and I didn't want to try any of them.
Besides the game itself, right? You had enough there.
Oh, yeah, no. I got 3 hours of sleep during my time in Phoenix, so over 3 days. So not a good time.
All right. Before we move on to our latter half of our predictions, I asked a bunch of people to send some predictions. I got a few. If you guys know on Twitter, an avid Cal fan by the name of Rex Volcano. Big time Cal fan. I love that dude. And I DM'd him and I asked, hey, I actually asked him if he wanted to jump on the pod today, but he said he was busy. But he was going to join us at some point, so we'll have him on at some point. But he said, do you mind if I send you my hot takes? And I said, sure. And he sent them over. So I'm going to read these out. He's got four for us. First one, Brett Johnson gets at least one ESPN top 10 play by throwing someone into the turf so hard that they turn into a cartoon dust cloud.
Shit, he stole mine.
It's actually really good. The next one's kind of realistic. Musgrave's offense means Kiko Crawford and Nico Remigio are both more productive than any wide receiver one since Wilcox took over.
Wait, both of them?
I don't know if he means and or like one or the other, and that's the reason he used and. But
that'll be tough. Warden was actually really productive in 2017, but mm-hmm. I mean, maybe. I don't know. That's kind of what they're hoping.
I think that's exactly what they're hoping.
I'm afraid.
Yep. next one. Chase Garber's Heisman hype starts as a joke that some of us are doing on Twitter, but slowly becomes real and terrifying. I mean, would any of us be really terrified if this actually happened? I think
absolutely.
Would you be terrified if that actually happened?
It'd be one of those things where it's like, you know, Jack from Lost, where we have to go back because I mean, this whole year has been a complete screw up anyway. So
right,
we have to go back at some point.
It's like that. It's like that TV show Manifest, where like the plane disappears and then it appears what, like 2 or 3 years later. That's kind of what's going to happen. It's going to be football season 2021, and the few of us that are like, you know, talking about Cal football remember everything from 2020. No one else is going to remember that it happened.
It's the Avengers scenario.
Like, what are you talking about? Did Chase win the Heisman? They're like, what are you talking about? That never happened.
The gas leak year.
Yes, yes.
For those who watch Community.
And this last one, this is actually a pretty spicy one. Cal loses to Oregon because I can't have nice things, but Oregon loses to Washington State hilariously or something of that sort so that the North still goes down to the wire.
Yeah.
It's the Pac-12, baby.
It is the Pac-12. The Pac-12 after dark.
I mean, aside from the whole like off-season stuff, I'm a big Nick Rolovich guy. So
It could happen.
He went to freaking Marin Catholic. So
it could happen. But thanks, Rex, for those hot takes. I did have another one on Twitter, but it was a dude who said that we would lose to Stanford, and I don't want to talk about that. So.
Why did you even bring it up?
I'm just saying in passing, like that's it. We actually had one more. It says from at SquidFaz on Twitter, says Cal loses one or two games. We either lose to Arizona State, Oregon, or both. So those are the only only losses that she's predicting. All right.
Well, I could honestly see either of those happening.
Yeah, I can see 4-2 is sort of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I'll read you a couple more of the Twitter. There's only two more of the Twitter ones, and then we'll move on. Gerardo Henricks, or at GH3, says Mekhi Polk leads the conference in receiving touchdowns, and CBJ records 1,000 yards rushing in 7 games.
That's a good one.
Let's see. What would he have to do?
Yeah, how many yards would that
About 142, be? I think, off the top of my head. 143.
Crazy.
Pac-12 North? No, I mean, because let's be real. Like, when he plays Oregon, that average is going to dip significantly. Like, I would be surprised if he even got to the 100-yard mark against Oregon. So, if that were to happen, that means he needs to hard carry, what, another 50 yards on top? For the
he'll pull a Joe Adam Ginobili Echimondu, excuse me, against USC and break the streak of 100-yard backs. So... That was a big one back in the day.
If he's going to get over 200 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's going to get the one, you guys didn't bat an eye at that.
I don't know. 1,000 yards rushing just seems a lot crazier than 200-yard games.
If that gives him 5 games to get 600 yards.
That's true. Yeah, you are right. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Still averaging 120 a game, but still.
And then our last one, our friend at Jedi ASU. Awesome, dude. He says 0-7 for everyone, not because that will be a reality, but to temper my own expectations. But he is an ASU fan, so you know. Thank you, Jedi. That was a good one. But we move on to our latter half of predictions. Jasper, it is yours again.
All right, so we've been talking about CBJ. I'm going to talk more about CBJ. I think he's going to lead the Pac-12 in rushing yards. All right, he was in the top 6 last season. Everyone ahead of him left except for CJ Verdell, who now is like looking everywhere for an offensive line. I saw the wanted ads in the paper. Like, he needs that. And so CBJ does have an offensive line. I've been a good authority. Cal has one of those, not a bad one. So I don't see why not. He almost did it last season. Now all his competition is either gone or doesn't have protection. So.
Yeah. Fits the bill on the offensive scheme.
Ooh, that's a good one. We got a lot of good CBJ hype around this prediction podcast.
He's very talented.
He is. Andy, all to right. You.
Another downer one. Cal defense ranks in the bottom 6 of the Pac-12. and the bottom three of the Pac-12 North. Trace is
I don't know how the hell that's going to happen, but
wait a second.
I mean, it could. You know, there are certain categories where I could see certain things happening, but I just, you know, there's a fanatical devotion to defense. And if that fails them, then something is, I mean, it's 2020. Who knows?
You got to do.
That's my fallback.
One 2020.
That's this your second 2020.
I know. I've been good for those this year, though. The rest of mine are positive. Don't worry about it.
The optimistic way of looking at Andy's prediction is that all the defenses are outstanding in the Pac-12. That, like, it's just because everyone was so good and it's like a point something number difference.
Or everybody is equally bad,
but or
marginally better.
Yep.
I'm going to take Trace's side on this one. They're all going to be terrible, man.
I think that everyone will be sufficiently average and Cal will just be a sufficiently average defense in a sufficiently average group of football.
Y'all like the three bears of my Goldilocks here, dude.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Andy. Okay. Okay. Trace, you want to give me another one?
Okay. Man, this is tough. I have a couple of different ones kind of kicking around in my head here. Let's see. Someone who I've heard a lot about these past few days and whose drum I have been hitting since the spring is Mo Iosefa. And I'm going to say he takes over as the starter next to Dang by the end of the season.
Ooh. Oh, so you don't think he starts right away? You think he takes
over? No, I think that's going to be Tattersall, but Mo Iosefa takes over by the end of the year. He's pretty damn good. And they get his brother in next year, which will be entertaining to watch many people in our, you know, media Zoom conversations butcher how to say Iosefa or Iosefa. Hell, I don't even know
how to say their first names.
There's Mo and Fatu, so keep it easy. I've had to ask how to pronounce so many people's names.
Yeah. Yes,
I live for the little thing on the Cal Bears website that just breaks it down for you. I'm like, before every Zoom call, I'm on there trying to figure out how to say these guys' names.
Can't even read the phonetic spelling. It's too difficult. Some of these names are really difficult, man. All right. Okay. I can see that. I have another stat one here. So Cam Good. He had 8 tackles for loss and 6.5 sacks in 9 conference games last season. In the 7 games this year, I predict that Cam Good will have at least 10 tackles for loss and more than 5 sacks.
All right. So he's a jellyfish?
Yep.
He's going to have 10 tackles?
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Sorry, Andy.
Andy's like
the eye roll.
Yeah. And he's thinking of something. He's thinking of something to say to my prediction.
I think your predictions are tepid.
They're not that spicy this year. It's weird. Last year
I think we're tired of everything.
It's really hard to predict this season. It was even hard to predict if it was actually going to happen. So,
yeah. The numbers one particularly are hard because we're dealing with just 7 games that you just can't put out your normal, like what you think of happens in a 12 game season. But all right. I have a spicy one for like the last two. So, all right, Jasper, give me another one.
All right. If we're getting spicy, I had one about the receivers, but heck, I think an offensive lineman is going to score a touchdown this season. 7 games. If Chase Garbers can catch his own touchdown pass, so can Mike Sofell. Here we go, Cal. I don't know how it's going to happen. It could be a fumble. Drew could catch that touchdown pass and then lateral it off to, so someone coming across and an offensive lineman is going to end up in the end zone with the football.
So you just called a hook and ladder between a fullback and an offensive lineman.
It's that kind of year, baby.
So here's the thing about that is that Bill Musgrave has, you know, run 6 O-line sets before. So this could happen. And like last time an O-lineman caught a pass was 2016 against Oregon, but that's a different, that was a 2-point conversion, so it doesn't technically count, but still.
Hey, that's a good pick. That's what I would call a good hot take.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
It could be possible. Andy?
Well, sucks to go after that one. Coin Dang will be the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm.
Back to back. Be a good time.
Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year? Okay. Okay. All right.
Which is, I don't know, all those are just gonna, could see it happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah,
that's his goal.
Yeah, all the optimistic things, everyone's like, oh yeah, it could happen. All the negative things, like, yeah, it's 2020, it could happen. That's kind of how this podcast is rolling. Oh boy. All right, Trace.
Okay, here's one. Cal will go to a New Year's Six bowl, but it won't be the Rose Bowl because that's the college football playoff.
Well. Okay.
I am going to say they go to the, let's see, what could they go to? Is the Cotton Bowl open? Because they haven't ever been to the Cotton
Bowl. I think it's the Fiesta and the Rose Bowl, I believe, that this year is the college football playoffs.
And they're going to the Cotton Bowl. Suck it, Texas and Oklahoma. And they'll play like Iowa State or something stupid like that. Go Cyclones! Brock Purdy, the other guys. He's the only one I know on that team.
Dang. They make it to a New Year's Six Bowl. Okay.
Wild.
All right.
It's 2020, baby.
It is 2020. My next one, I
don't actually believe that one.
But I'll transition it with what Trace just said. It's somewhat along those lanes. Cal loses one game in the season, but makes it to the Pac-12 championship game.
And that was my presupposition if they make it to the New Year's Six.
Right. Because I was going to ask you, too. Like, there's no path in which they could probably get to a New Year's Six Bowl without.
No, they lose to Oregon State, but they beat everyone else. So just have the dumbest play possible if that happened.
No, that's going to happen. That's not even a hot take. That's just facts.
Corvallis is cursed. So
I was just there.
Chainsaw noises in the background.
It's actually quite.
Well, I mean, let me
ask Rob.
What? Go ahead. What are you going to ask?
Who is the loss?
Who is the loss?
Yeah.
You know what? Do you want my realistic or my hot take?
Realistic.
I think the realistic one probably comes against Washington.
Not Oregon.
Not Oregon. I'm a firm believer. I think we can beat Oregon. Particularly because how we played them last year, too. I honestly think we can beat Oregon.
What's your hot take loss?
The hot take loss is Washington State. something is going to happen in that game. Some godforsaken reason, like something is going to happen, and we're going to end up losing that game.
Butch T. Cougar comes out on the field and eats someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the voodoo game for sure is that trip to Arizona State. Because whenever we play in that,
nothing good. Cal has not beaten an Arizona team in Arizona since 2011. So.
Yeah, nothing ever good happens there. But I don't even want to like jinx that. So I'm not even going to predict that. But yeah, that's my thing. But I mean, let me ask you guys this: does a one loss Pac-12 championship team get into the playoffs?
Absolutely not.
No way.
I think it's fair. I just wanted to ask what people's opinions are on that.
Only if everybody loses like two games.
They're a one-loss champion of the Pac-12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they lost one game, let's say, in regular season, and they won the Pac-12 championship game. Like, do they make it into the playoffs?
I guess only if everybody else loses too.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because Alabama just dies in the middle of the season, and Georgia keeps starting Stetson Bennett and loses, and Ohio State blows out Justin Fields' knee, and Trevor Lawrence gets his hair cut, and they start losing.
I like all of these scenarios.
If any of those things happen, I'm clipping this. I'm clipping this 100%, putting it on the internet.
Let's see who else.
I think the most unrealistic thing you said is that Trevor Lawrence cuts his hair.
Well, that's Maybe it's like a Sunshine scenario in Remember the Titans where he's forced to get his hair cut in order to play. Like, I wouldn't put it past Dabo to have, like, some weird arbitrary set of haircutting guidelines. That guy's nuts.
That he is.
Wins a lot of games, but he is nuts.
That he is. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted your take on the college football playoff thing. But, all right. Jasper.
I believe this is the final round.
This is our final round.
Okay, let me
see. For all the marbles, folks.
Yeah. Throughout everything.
I've been peddling this hot take a little bit around the town. I think Cal can make the CFP. I'm to take Trace's prediction. I'm to raise him one Rose Bowl. So here's my logic behind it. Like, it has nothing to do with like Cal playing football. Like,
everybody gets COVID.
No. See, the Rose Bowl this season will have no fans, and there's no Rose Parade, right? And that's Cal's Rose Bowl. That's the Rose Bowl Cal gets to, right? After years of like heartbreak and fans just wishing for it, right? It's the year where there's no Rose Parade, so like you can't go celebrate and you can't actually go to the game. That's the Cal Rose Bowl. And then after that, never again. Like that's it. Like that will be, that's the Rose Bowl Cal makes. Like that has to be it. There's no other possible way that it goes down. Like, I understand, like, there's a lot of good teams in the Pac-12. That is the number one reason behind my take here, that Cal's going to make the CFP. They're going to play in the Rose Bowl. It will be with no fans, no parade. And who knows? Maybe they'll beat Alabama. I as long as they make that Rose Bowl without fans.
Jasper's just doubling down more and more on himself. First, he just said Rose Bowl. Then he said we're beating Alabama in the Rose Bowl.
It's like tossing an Alabama victory. Yeah. That means not only do we make the college football playoff, but you're saying we then beat Alabama and then go to the finals.
Sure. We'll just all our chips right here on this one.
Dang.
I think we should just end it right there.
How do you top that? I don't know how you top that. I honestly don't know how you top that. But yeah, okay. He definitely held out the big guns for last. Andy, what is your follow up to that with your
prediction? Sorry, Andy. I apologize.
Cam Bynum will catch an interception with his pinky and crawl into the end zone.
So he breaks the rules of physics.
How am I supposed to talk?
Wait, no, I'm curious. Is it like? How does he do it? Does he like?
Is he doing this like Harlem Globetrotter style?
Or is it like he balances it perfectly? Like, what does it look like? No,
in slow mo, it's like
Georgia Bay plays in the background.
It's the Odell, you know, but instead it's
with
like
one
this,
finger,
and then it's with one finger. Very similar to the Water Boy when he catches it on the tip of his finger, brings it back in, and then pick six, touchdown. It's the only way I could rival what Jasper just dropped on us. Originally, it was going to be that he was going to go in the second round. Not hot enough. Went with the pinky. Trace, it's on to you.
No. Wait. I do need to hold off on that because you said picked off by the pinky and then crawled in the end zone. At what position of the field does this need to happen? Like, would it need to be like on the 1 yard of their 1 yard line?
He has a
like
touchback.
They would have, yeah, exactly. It would be have to be.
They'd have to be on the goal line.
Oregon's gonna have the ball on the half yard line due to some very unfortunate circumstances. Holding penalty brings it back to the half yard line. Quarterback goes for an out route. Cam Bynum basically flips upside down, catches the football with his pinky, and ends in a crawling position, which by default has him in the end zone for the pick six. Touchdown Bears.
Wait, are you saying the out route goes backwards? Because wouldn't you have to go like at least like 4 yards, no. 4 yards downfield for out routes?
You do technically in some offenses, you cut back towards the ball to prevent getting cut off by defensive backs, but
bingo. Trace for the win. So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh my god.
It was actually how I was taught to run an out route in high school. So.
Oh my god. All right. Well, there's a lot of clippable moments here if any of these things come to fruition. Any of these things.
Be watching the Oregon game like a hawk.
The second they get that penalty inside the 10, you're going to be like, holy.
How it's all going to play out is that Jasper, with his pick of Jameson, is going to punt it, and it's going to be down.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be down within the 1 yard line. And it's that exact moment that all of us go, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening.
Jameson downed his own punt.
Jameson downs his own punt at the 1 yard line.
The wood.
Yeah. All right. All right. We're going real specific with the takes here. But we'll go, Trace, your final hot take.
Okay. Prediction. Let me consult the cat. Okay. So that cat is the Undertaker, for those wondering. I have a couple of black cats here. I wanted to amend my New Year's Six prediction by saying they play UNC and Justin Wilcox reenacts The Godfather 2 with Michael Corleone and Fredo, with Mac Brown playing the role of Fredo. And then mysteriously a few months later, Mac Brown goes missing. But nonetheless... Never mind. But in that same vein, sort of, Cal will get at least one coach fired this year through their performance. Opposing coach, I should say, not their own.
Oh, okay.
Like the Washington State special teams coordinator?
Yes. And you know, I'm looking at the schedule and I don't know if, like, pretty much every head coach in the Pac-12 North is either relatively new or safe. Like Jonathan Smith at Oregon State, safe. Rolovich, new. Let's see.
Lake, new.
Shaw's the only one that...
Shaw is the only one that I could see who, you know, he's not going to get fired. I don't think that. But, you know, hot take... I think they get at least one coach fired, whether that's an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams guy, or head coach. Much like Trevor Davis did to the Washington State special teams coordinator in 2014. Just still the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That story still is so great to listen to. Oh man. Okay. Well, my final take is not as spicy as my previous one of making the Pac-12 championship game, because I didn't think that you guys were going to say we were going to make a New York Six Bowl. But my take is that Cal has at least one offensive player and one defensive player win a national award. So, you know, like the Butkus Award or the Unitas Award, so on and so forth. So at least one on offense and one on defense.
They've already got the defensive player one down, actually. Elijah Hicks, All-State, AFCA, good work.
That's right. Good hands.
Boom. You only need the offensive player now.
True. Okay. Should I amend that and say, like,
and Mike DeFell going to win the Werfel Award for community service?
That is a national award. Yeah, they could do it.
He's nominated for it, too.
He is nominated for it.
He's also going to win the Campbell Trophy.
Yep.
I could keep going.
You could keep going.
Rob's screaming hot take goes into totally possible and reasonable.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to be like a campfire bonfire, but it turned out to be like a, you know, a burning charcoal, like just an ember.
He's just like walked up to the stove and just turned it down.
Yeah, that's basically what Trace did. He's like, no, that's too hot.
Firefighter right here.
Yeah, we'll put you down to simmer. We're on hot. You try to go high and put you down to simmer.
Not boiling.
Ooh. Putting the pressure cooker on to low, let it simmer for 6 to 8 hours.
6 to 8 hours.
Making pulled pork over here.
Oof. Well, I think that's all of our takes. Did anyone have any straggler takes that they wanted to put out there into the universe? Not out of the six?
All of mine turn into like sci-fi novels, so I don't think so. Like the beginning of Flash Gordon, where Chase Garbers has 14 hours to save the Earth, and we get a dope Queen soundtrack out of it. I can't believe they did that and Highlander. Those are two fantastic movies. Flash Gordon is what I'm referring to.
I will. Yes. Dude, here's your movie references.
I almost want to hear Chase's hot takes now. Like,
I have no idea what like Flash Gordon is.
It is a comic book that came out in like the started in the 20s. So,
Jasper, how have you seen this?
It's like a detective. It's
the only good thing about the New York Jets.
Yeah, that's true. Because it was one of their former quarterbacks who played Flash Gordon, and I think he also may have done pornography, but that's neither here nor there.
I think I thought in the movie, like canon, like he is the Jets quarterback.
Yeah, he is. It was a former NFL quarterback though who played the dude. So
this is one of the things that my buddy plays this game with me, which is which movie have you not seen? And it's like Top Gun. Nope. That usually pisses everybody off.
That pisses me off. That very much pisses me off.
You can throw out five of your favorite movies and I've probably seen 1-0 of them. That is my magic trick, folks. I'll be here all night. I do take bribes and we are sponsored by Bet Online.
That's part of your ad read this week.
Right. I did have one straggler take left, which was, it's not too much of a hot take, but Cal will wear the Joe Roth uniforms this year and they'll wear them against Stanford.
I'd like to see that.
Because they're not they're not playing against any other California team this year. And the thing is they always wear them when they play at home against either UCLA or USC. So since we don't get any of those games, the only California team that's left, and we play them at home, is the big game.
Mm-hmm. That'd be dope.
I'd love that. Even though sick. Nobody will be there to see it except, you know,
us.
That's I get to keep the streak alive, actually. So my family has an unofficial number right now. This year will be the 98th big game that a member of my family has attended. So
wow,
we're getting close to 100. So
wow, that's and this awesome. Would have been the year that it would have not happened.
Yeah,
because, but
we would have gotten two the next year, so it would have been good. But no, we're
wow,
82 of those are one guy, so the rest of us all kind of suck.
Trace saves the day. All right, Chase, tell me, on piggybacking on Rob's, hot or not, Adidas will be the next sponsor of Cal Athletics.
I will one-up you there. Nike will license Beast Mode to become the Jordan brand of football.
No way.
And then Cal gets sponsored by Lululemon. They make very comfortable dress pants, so I'm told. So that's what the coaches are gunning for.
Their joggers are elite.
They make damn good shorts, I will say that. Jasper, this is what you get to look forward to.
Wearing Lululemon shorts. No lie. I am actually wearing Lululemon shorts.
They're
Lululemon,
legit. If you they're want expensive woman. As shit, but they're worth every dollar.
I'm still wearing my... I think I got these from a giveaway as a student for Cal basketball. So
I got asked recently, I was wearing my San Diego Chargers equipment, Trace, from the Poinsettia
Bowl 2009. Bowl.
Yep. I was wearing that.
I think
that.
I stole a chair out of there.
You stole a chair?
My dad stole a chair. Never mind.
Excuse me?
They don't play. The stadium's being reconstructed anyway. Nobody cares. Sponsored by a credit union. You know? Hell, I'm wearing a freaking Jason Kidd jersey from 1995 right now. So
that's been dope. It's been dope.
Good time.
Well, that's a good way to wrap up the podcast for this evening.
Statute of limitations is passed.
It definitely has. I want to give the two of our guests time to plug themselves a little bit here. So, you know what? Since Jasper is the Daily Cal guy, let's start with Jasper. Jasper, where can they find you? How can people read stuff on the Daily Cal? I know Josh came on the pod a few months back asking... and I asked them to plug whatever they need help with. So whatever you want to share, go right on ahead.
Dang. I normally I'd like to have like a little script I can read, but I was caught unready. you can find us at dailycal.org. We cover local news for the city of Berkeley. We're the paper of record. We're also an independent student-run newspaper. So if you enjoy supporting student journalism, please feel free to give us a read. That always helps. If you have a couple extra bucks, donate. It's a tough time during the pandemic. I think all these guys can probably speak to that. So reporting needs every bit of help. And I hope you enjoy what we all do. But yeah, you can find us at dailycal.org/section/sports. If you're interested in what we're writing, you can find everything I write there, everything all the other wonderful sports writers write there. Thanks, Rob, for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you for the time. Trace, do we have a Cal? Do we have a Cal Rivals special going on right now?
Okay, so you can follow along at a guy named Nam on Twitter. Direct all complaints towards Nam and not me, please. Let's see, you know, at Cal Rivals on Twitter, cal.rivals.com, goldenbearreport.com, whatever the hell you want to call it. You know, I think we do good work, or at least I like to pretend. Nobody's cussed me out in a while, so we're doing pretty good. And, you know, the coaches haven't, you know, said they hated me yet, so it gives me the latitude to make dumb comments on Coach Sermon's mustache. So it's a good time. Glad to be on. Thank you for having me.
Always, of course. You can find our stuff on writeforcalifornia.com, also at writeforcal. We're also starting up a live stream watch along, which you can find on our YouTube channel, youtube.com. Just search Write for California. You'll find our YouTube page. Give us a subscription, a sub, and a like. We'd appreciate that. And you can find us on every game day with a few of our writers on watching the game. You can watch it with us. Just have it on the side. Make it seem like you're watching the game with you know, some friends. At least that's what we'll try to be. We'll be some friends with some actually insightful analysis as the game happens and so on. You can find myself at Rob11HWANG and, of course, the Golden Bear Cast at Golden Bear Cast. You can find Andy at
Andy J Beast Mode.
And that is it. That is all our links. We also have a Discord channel. If you want, just go to our Twitter page and you can find the link for that. And with that, that's it for us. And as always, go Bears.
Go Bears.